What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Greg, how the heck are you?
I am excellent, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well, my friend.
How did yesterday you did a set of comedy inside of Minecraft?
It was weird and wacky.
You guys promoted it. I said, I'll be there. And I showed up at 2 p.m. on the dot and they said, we are an hour behind. And I said, I gotta go. And I left.
It was fun. It's weird. Obviously, people are like experimenting with doing Zoom shows and stuff like that. And this is the next iteration. And my friend Max Eddie, who does a lot of stuff on Twitch and does Minecraft and plays Minecraft, yeah, was just like, he had a community like build off for comedy clubs and they made a bunch in Minecraft. It was fun. It was silly. It's not, I mean.
Did you make a character? Did you make your own or did you go as a random creeper, random Steve?
No, I downloaded Minecraft because it comes with the Game Pass.
That Obi-Wan was step one.
What's that?
Did you use Obi-Wan or Yoda?
There's an Uncharted skin too. You could have been Drake.
So I got as far as downloading Minecraft.
Okay, great.
And then I Googled how do I change my character. And the steps 1 through 5 to change a character that I found on Google, I was like, this is not what I'm
another
looking
language
at. This is not I can't follow this. This is not happening. So I don't know how to download new skins. I don't know how to customize my character.
Sure.
I'm lucky I just got in to the thing.
Fair enough.
But other
Fair
than
enough.
That, it was really, really fun. And it really has reinvigorated my undying love of Minecraft. Andy, as you know, I'm just a diehard Minecraft guy, playing hours and hours of that. So it's not confusing at all for me. I'm really into it.
I mean, you're super into the survival game genre. That's just kind of what you do. That's who you've become over 2021 Absolutely. And 2022. Absolutely. So you fit right in. That's great.
I'm excited for it, guys. And I think a lot of people, Tim, have you heard of Minecraft? It's an untapped resource. And I really feel like we should just
You got a lot of redstone going on?
I got redstone, bluestone, greenstone.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what you got for us. Yeah.
A lot of stones.
Yeah.
No, it was super fun. For everyone in our audience that joined, thank you guys for being there. It's always fun to see familiar faces in the chat. It made us look really cool. And to support someone else's channel was fun. And it's an interesting thing to try. I don't know if I want to do comedy forever for the rest of my life in Minecraft because it's difficult to connect with the audience. But I'll try anything once, right, Andy?
Why would you wink at me?
Why would he wink at the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globe-trotting, head-shotting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
2022 is about to be a pretty big year for me in terms of, like, who I am as a person and who I'm changing into and who I'm becoming.
You're blossoming. We've been saying for a while you've been blossoming.
Yeah.
And I'm making it known right here, right now, that I want to become a lollipop guy.
Oh.
All Just right. Oh, wait, now. Hold on. Tootsie or Tootsie. Bubbles?
I mean, both, but there's a fuck the rapper.
Well, what do you have? Which one is this?
Now you got to eat it now.
This is a Tootsie Pop.
Andy, you
a lollipop
that
guy
now.
Doesn't care. Yeah,
just, a lollipop guy doesn't care what's inside. I'm sticking in my mouth, okay?
So for audio listeners, Andy just green unwrapped apple. A Tootsie Pop, a green apple Tootsie Pop, and it had Maybe just a precocious amount of wrapper still left on it.
Yeah.
Just a lot. It was an aggressive amount of wrapper to the point where I would have actually just thought about throwing it out and opening up another one.
I can feel it on my tongue right now, yeah, kind of really, like tickling.
It's really gross.
Tickling my tongue right now. But I kind of want to become a lollipop guy. I would like to become similar to, you know, you got a cigar guy in the group. You got a cigarette guy in the group. I'd like to become the lollipop guy and I always do like one of these. Like, good point.
Sure. You got
to
work on your pop, though.
Huh?
You got to work on the pop.
Hey, it's day one, Tim.
Yeah, you're right.
I got
you're
stuff
right.
to work on. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Go ahead, Greg Miller.
The one thing about it, did you at all take into account that like your job is to talk into a microphone for a living?
Yeah.
So like when you're talking with it in your mouth, you sound terrible. Like when you pull it out to make a point, good that's point. Awesome. And it's why a lot of side characters and shows would do something like that.
That's a good
but
point.
But you
right
love
there,
doing your busy. Twitch streams at night for 3 hours. You can't have a lollipop in your mouth the entire time.
That's a good fucking point.
You know what I mean? Because lollipops are delicious. There was a point in high school where I thought the same thing. Of like, I should have a gimmick.
You want to become a lollipop guy?
What if I did the lollipop?
Greg show? Wanted a gimmick in high school. I don't believe it. You know, don't believe it at all.
I needed to get over. Nick Scarpino from kindoffunny.com. What's your question?
This is a question for Tim, because apparently you and I are the only two.
I'm sorry, you mean Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Mm-hmm. Tim, is there such a thing as a lollipop guy? Or is that something Kojak. That people shouldn't really be referencing?
I mean, him saying that, it... my mind went to the Wizard of Oz, the Lollipop Kids.
Guild?
The Lollipop Guild. So, oh, fuck, Andy, there's a whole guild you're going to have to figure out. That sounds like the type of paperwork you don't like.
I'm just saying, like, look, you're Judd Apatow. You're writing a coming-of-age comedy.
Again, this sounds awful.
You're Judd Apatow. You're writing a
coming-of-age comedy. It's not getting better.
It sounds like you just left the dentist. You know what I mean?
And in the movie, you got the bully guy. You got the one who's, like, maybe not so good with the ladies. And you got the lollipop guy. Like, there's a lot of different... There's a lot of different categories and different, what's what I'm looking for? Like archetypes. Archetypes. Like whenever you're writing these characters, I like to be lollipop guy.
It's the same reason you watch Back to the Future. Why is this guy wearing 3D glasses in Biff's gang? Because they needed to stand out. You had Billy Zane, you had 3D glasses guy, you had the other guy in the cowboy hat. Like that, you need, like, we know. I mean, nowadays, we would get a fucking Disney Plus show about each one of them. You know what I mean? You get 8 hours about them to really understand why they're with Biff or whatever. But back in the day in these movies, you just had to be like, oh, Billy Zane's back there and this guy wears 3D glasses. They're idiots and they like hanging out with Biff.
I'm getting my 6-episode spinoff, Lollipop Guy.
I can't wait. Personally,
it's gonna be useless.
Here's how that's gonna go. I'm gonna watch the first episode. Tim's gonna reach out and be like, "Do you want to be on the interview?" And I'm gonna go, and he's gonna go, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." Tim's not gonna want to listen to me for 6 weeks straight rail on the Lollipop Guild miniseries.
The Lollipop Kid shows just doesn't look as good as the movies, man. Like, I don't know.
It could be a Peacemaker situation where it really sells us on Andy.
It's possible. You know what I mean? I mean, this is Andy. He's a very creative human being. It's possible. Okay. Peacemaker has really ripped it open for the whole thing. It's showing us what these shows can be. But I have to imagine that Andy's Lollipop Guild show is going to sit somewhere between Peacemaker on the high end
and Metacritic.
The shorts Fran used to make us make at IGN. And we were like, can we have a budget for it? And he goes, here's the pocket lint from my right pocket. Mm. That's what you can spend on this. And I want change. Mm.
So Andy, who's writing this movie? This show. Sorry, you're not getting a movie.
Oh, spin-off?
No, he's gonna get a movie, but
it's getting worse. Are you trying to chew through it? Yeah. Like, you sound like a horse eating an apple.
Andy, it's too early.
Greg. Not again.
Some of the candy went to the back of my throat.
Andy, it's too early to chew. Andy.
You have it all sloshing around.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard's writing this one. I can see her directing it for sure.
Director.
Well, writer director.
Jordan Vickers writes in the live chat, which you could be part of on patreon.com/kindoffunny, and says, so that weird feeling when you put one of those in your mouth so long that it coats your cheek and it feels weird when you put your tongue against your cheek.
Remember that's my monologue in the opening season.
Damn.
Opening episode.
Now we have opened up Pandora's box, so it needs to be decided right now. Andy, clear your head as the lollipop guy. Clear your head. Shut your eyes. Clear your head.
Can I clear my throat too?
Sure. Go ahead. Thank you. You need to rank them best to worst. Tootsie Pop, Blow Pop, Dum Dum.
Dum Dum's definitely the worst.
Dum Dum suck.
Dum Dum.
Whoa! Like, I don't know if y'all heard me. I wanted Andy, the lollipop guy, to do this. If I was like, hey, VTuber guy, you know, I'd ask you fucking for your opinions. But I'm talking to the goddamn Nitro Rifle, aka the lollipop guy.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. All right. So all of them, if we were doing a tier ranking, a tier maker list, they would all be on S tier because I love all of them.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. This is a generous ranking. Okay.
They're all S tier for me.
This sounds like a lollipop guy to me. He's just an equal opportunist when it comes to
lollipops. He just loves lollipops.
He just fucking loves lollies.
Hey, what was tossing the Disneyland giant flat ones you get and you walk around? Where are you putting that motherfucker?
I'll say my least favorite one, if they're like, because you gave me 3 S tiers. That's not my fault. Yeah, I'm putting them in S tier. Now, if we were talking D tiers, put the fucking caramel apple ones, because those are gonna destroy just everything in my mouth. Like I'm gonna pull the lollipop out to be like, good point, Greg, and you're gonna see 3 of my teeth stuck on the caramel.
Sure.
Like,
if you pull call yourself a lollipop guy, get the fuck out of here.
You don't understand the conversations we have in the lollipop community, Tim. Okay, you don't understand.
Nobody understands those conversations.
Because the candy's in the mouth.
Number three for me would be the Tootsie Pop.
Wow.
Number 3 is the Tootsie Pop.
Yeah. Number 3 would be the Tootsie Pop.
I don't know about this.
Order. Okay.
Number 2 Well, are we talking like presentation or
we're
taste?
Talking about your rankings. Like, you know, you have to go through and it's like best in show, but these aren't dogs, they're lollipops, and you have to go ahead and rank them.
Because since I'm committing to, I mean, I love a Tootsie Pop. I'm eating it right now. It's delicious. I'm sucking all the chocolate. But if we were ranking them based on which one would I rather have on a podcast to present myself as a lollipop guy,
yeah,
Dum Dum would be number one. It's least cumbersome. Sure. It's the smallest amount of candy. I don't have a big wad in my mouth.
You can have a bunch, too. You can have a bunch.
I can have a bunch, yeah. I'll go through eight of them in a 20 minutes. So number one would be Dum Dum. Number two would be a Blow Pop. Because again, you see how cumbersome it is, right? To keep on chewing on the Tootsie Pop, and when I don't want
to. You tore through that. You didn't even enjoy it. Like you're on a mission.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so weird to think that a tasty candy, a fruit flavored apple or a fruit flavored strawberry or something, mm-hmm. would mix good with chocolate. That seems kind of bizarre to me that I'd be into that. It just does. Tootsie Pop figured it out. They nailed it. But I go with Dum Dum as my rank one.
Okay.
For just overall presentation. Like, it's the coolest one to just stick on and go, good point.
Yeah. Now, Timothy Geddes, you're the trap music guy. But thank for you. This, I'll allow your opinion. You were offended that Dum Dums went that high, correct?
I mean, my list would be definitely completely flipped. The reverse of his, where Dum Dums are last. I think Dum Dums are a couple tiers below the other two.
Yeah, Blow Pop and Tootsie Pop. Crazy talk.
Yeah, totally. I do get the Blow Pop and Tootsie Pop.
This guy's going right back in for another one. This guy is the lollipop guy.
Lollipop guy.
What can I say? But you gotta, because I'm with Andy where in his conclusion, but where how he got there, I'm not in the same place, because chocolate and fruits, they do go well together. Like, that's just kind of like, think about any little chocolate, like chocolate and orange, chocolate and raspberry, chocolate and strawberry, all that stuff. Fantastic combos, right? The other side of it, though, the Blow Pop, that like you, if you're looking for that, you get two treats in one with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's
right.
A perfect combination.
Because then you get, you're like, oh, now I get gum. Like, that's pretty cool.
Blow Pops are like a good STD. You know what I mean? Because you have a good time in the initial act, but then in the after, you have like a reminder. And it's, again, a good STD. That's the thing.
Yeah, I saw it. It's stuck in my belly now for 20 years. Now, Nick, you were saying you have a huge problem with the
huge problem with Blow Pops. Here's a huge problem with Blow Pops, right? And this is why I think the Tootsie Pop is the GOAT. Because you guys know I can't not eat gum. This is a problem I've had since I was a kid.
I'm sorry.
I enjoy the process of chewing, but there's something mechanically in my throat and brain that just wants to swallow the gum. I have
to
swallow.
So you're an idiot.
I have to swallow. I have to swallow, guys. I'm not a spitter. Correct me if I'm wrong.
This is one of the reasons the doctors think your growth got stunted, right? You just ate too much gum. It gunked up your insides.
We're going back and forth between too many Blow Pops and only existing on a diet of regular soda
for 14 years.
And I also started smoking cigarettes when I was like 13. So that's probably why one of those.
You were the cigarette guy.
I was the cigarette guy. That was my identity in a nutshell. I was like, I'm going to be the cool guy in high school.
I'm the unhealthy guy.
And then it wasn't until college that someone pulled me aside and was like, those are really gross. You smell gross. That's why people don't like you. And I was like, oh, that's the reason.
That's why.
They're like that and the fact that you keep eating all the fucking gum everywhere. Everywhere there's gum,
you just can't stop swallowing the gum all around. So I realized Nick used to be gum guy. That's crazy.
I was never gum guy. I was gum swallow guy. I love the Tootsie Pops. I think I love the Tootsie Roll. I love the Tootsie Pop. I think that it's... The brown on brown is perfect. You eat it. You eat a little bit off of the little stem, and then you get a little paper. You go, now it's time to stop. When you hit the paper, that's when it's time to stop.
See, that was the thing about Dum Dums. I remember. I want to say it was the barbershop I used to go to as a kid. You'd get them on the way out, right? And I would slow play them so long in the car. You eventually get to where the stick's unraveling, like wet and papery.
Did your mom ever turn around and be like, what happened to the paper? You're like,
oh. No, I never ate
paper. That's the wrapping paper, Andy.
the stick, where the stick fee goes from like laminated to like,
okay. No, I thought you were doing this thing. Like you take off the wrapping paper, but you leave it.
No.
Because Blow Pops have a tendency to do that. Blow Pops have a tendency, you try.
You think it might work out better that way. It'll catch some of the stickiness, but it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's like whenever you leave the wrapping on an ice cream, it it's a security blanket that you shouldn't trust because the ice cream is going to get caught in pockets that you aren't aware there's ice cream caught in pockets. And then when you finally rip off the wrapping, it's like there's melted shit fall. And it's like, oh, shit, I didn't know that much fell into that little thing. Yeah, don't trust
ice cream sandwiches anymore. Are Blow Pops and Tootsie Pops, they're from the same maker, right? Is that the same family of pops?
Isn't it Charms makes Blow Pops and their names are all over them. Tootsies are Tootsies. I don't know who make Tootsie Pops.
So Tootsie Pops and Blow Pops are two competing companies?
I believe so. Let's check. We're looking into it, everybody. We're on it. We have the technology.
I always thought they were the same thing. One just had gum, one just had Tootsie.
It's two warring factions. No. They're two completely different warring factions.
Yeah, Tootsies are Tootsie Roll Industries. And yeah, Blow Pops are. Blow Pops.
I didn't know this.
Charms.
Someone's got to sue someone because the form factor is exactly the same.
My God. I am wrong, everybody. Sorry, as I'm clicking through this, you fucking just blew my goddamn mind. It is Charms Blow Pops from Tootsie Roll.
Wait, okay, but hold on.
That must have been a purchase at some point.
That must have been an acquisition. This
Charms
is a monopoly.
Blow Pops, Tootsie Roll Industries.
That's what I need you to look into. Because Tootsie Roll must have made some acquisition like in the early 2000s, late 90s, or something
like
that.
Because Charms Blow Pop Wikipedia. We're on it.
Yeah, thank you. Look into
it
for me.
I'm scrolling. Oh, it's not as detailed as I want.
While Greg looks into this, I do have a grievance with you, Andy, about the candy apple caramel situation. Because, I mean, those...
I love them. Inconvenient, though.
They are inconvenient. They do fuck up your mouth, but it's worth it. It's one of the things where you're like, yo, I don't care how much this is going to torture me the next 3 days. Like, I need this in my mouth. I need this in my life. And I'm going to suck that thing down until it's the Greg problem.
In 1988, the Charms Candy Company was sold to Tootsie Roll Industries. With the addition of Blow Pops to their product line, which include Tootsie Rolls, the Tootsie Roll Company became the largest lollipop manufacturer in the world.
Great. Wow. That's a power move. First off,
that's Monopoly, man. We're all worried about fucking goddamn Phil Spencer. We got to look at Tootsie Roll.
Am I wrong? That Tootsie Roll Industries is some shit that Greg Miller would come up with and like on the fly and then make a bunch of people come to the office that are like, that listen to the content and make them work for free.
That took me a second. That sounds like me too.
It's just been a while because I don't, with me, Blow Pops are very much it's a baseball thing, right? I'm at the Diamond. It's hot outside. You go to the snack bar at the local, like, Little League Baseball Diamond.
Sure.
And there's that cute girl you've been crushing on for a while. She's slinging Blow Pops left and right.
Slinging Blow Pops. Yeah, we all know her.
And here's a dollar. You get two Blow Pops or whatever, or four for a dollar, whatever the hell it was. Like, they're very different environments for me, which is why I would have never assumed they were owned by the same company.
It's that thing where it's crazy because you feel like we're pitting them against each other. Mr. Tootsie's winning every time. It doesn't matter.
It's good, just like them. Politics. It's like
Tootsie
it's the same
brands
people.
And products include Andy's chocolate mints.
Oh,
never would have thought about that. Candy
mints.
Blocks, which I'm not familiar with.
Don't know what that is.
Candy Celia's chocolate covered cherries, which I see. Charleston Chew. Charms Blow Pops.
Chew is such an old
and caramel
person.
Apple Pops. They got caramel. They have the lollipop.
Holy crap. Corner. Yo, so Dum Dums are just like trying their best to succeed.
Oh, this has got to be. Yeah, this is like them. They're Sega. Everybody's nipping at Dum Dums' heels because they know they could fall at any second. Play assorted candies, Dots gumdrops, and Crow's licorice candy. Double Bubble, Thrills, Razzles, Crybaby, Fluffy Stuff Cotton Candy, Fruities, Fruit Flavored Chewy Candy, Junior Mints, Nick L. Nip Juice Confection, Polar Mint, Sugar Daddy and Sugar Babies, Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops, and Wax Lips.
Ew.
God, is there a candy store on? I want candy now.
Here's the thing. I would have bet dollars to donuts. Is that a saying?
Yeah. Yep. You nailed it.
What does it mean?
You, if I give you dollars, you could get us some donuts.
Okay. I'd kill for a donut right now.
I don't really know where. Yeah, it's such a weird thing. I said it. I was like, is that a thing? And it is a thing. That's weird. I would have bet dollars to donuts. I would have given you dollars and you giving me donuts. Uh-huh. That Dum Dums were owned by Nabisco or they were owned by some bigger. I am so shocked to see that Dum Dums are owned by the Akron Candy Company. Oh, it originated there. Sorry. It was purchased by the Spangler Candy Company.
Shut up.
And moved manufacturing to Bryan, Ohio. I feel like these Dum Dums had to. How did they make it to the South Texas? Like, they must have really good manufacturing distribution because that seems like such a regional last thing.
You got to think that the people that make Dum Dums hate making Dum Dums. right?
Why? Why is that?
Because
Just before we get too far off, dollars to donuts. We all know the meaning, obviously. I feel right of like, you know, it's a sure bet. Like, I mean, it's a sure bet. So why would you'd bet your dollars against somebody else's donuts? It's like it originates from dollars to buttons, dollars to cobwebs, and then it became dollars to donuts in the mid 19th century. Apparently, earliest citation is in the Daily Nevada State Journal, 1876.
Dollars to buttons makes a lot more sense. That's like,
but people don't use buttons anymore. We got zippers.
Why is buttons?
Why I hate it?
Because like buttons are worthless. I would bet dollars because I know I'm not going to lose and get buttons in return. But like donuts are pretty cool. Like,
yeah, but they go bad.
But how does that relate to the meaning?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Why are donuts there? I don't. Maybe
I just feel like I always thought like it's either dollars or donuts and both are great. So it's a surefire thing. That's how I
believe it's the fact of like, I don't,
you said I'll give you $2.
I'm so sure I'm betting the house kind of thing, right? Because I bet my dollars to your donuts that I'm right. Like, I don't mind. I know I'm not going to lose my dollars.
Never had a donut in Vegas.
But like donuts are cool though. I still like buttons or lint.
I would love that. I would kill for a donut right now.
Say lint or say something useless. You know, donuts are great.
Nick brought something up that sparked something for me, but he brought up that if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Did you make that up, Greg, or is that a phrase?
Well, I've definitely heard that somewhere.
That's a phrase. It's a turn of phrase. Okay.
I'm the one who made it popular, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, you know, as I live and breathe from Up at Noon, right? Yeah. Every time anybody says that now, I get tweets about it. Your mom,
I'm lying and dying.
You know what I mean? Be right there on it.
Oh, there's something by Kodak Black. If I'm lying, I'm flying.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
No.
Yeah, dum-dums I don't think are S tier. I don't think they're bad, but I would never buy a dum-dum. Right now, this podcast has me thinking about buying some Blow Pops because I would put Blow Pops over Tootsie Pops personally.
Because here's the thing. The thing I love about, the reason why I have Tootsie Pop at the bottom, Tim, and you may disagree with me, that's fine. That's what this country is about.
Free country, you're allowed to do that, but we'd advise against it.
Mm-hmm. That's what this country is about, yeah. With Dum Dums and with Blow Pops, there's a lot of really cool. I'm going to make a perfect analogy for you that maybe I might only understand. Tootsie Pops are like. What the fuck is happening here? Oh, okay. Okay.
They're wrapping up some pops.
Kevin's showing us lollipops a whole lollipop manufacturing.
Is Mark Summers narrating this right now?
Wow, that's a good pull right there, Greg. That's a good pull.
How is
Tootsie Pops for me are like Rockstar energy drink. There's about three flavors, right? With Tootsie Pops, it's not true. There's like five, right? Blow Pops and Dum Dums. They're like Monster Energy and Mountain Dew, where they're just slinging new flavors left and right. Here comes Blue Raspberry. Oh, you like that? How about a caramel apple toffee? How about a fucking pineapple, whatever, mango. Like they're constantly coming out with new things that are really cool and exciting to try. And with Dum Dums, like, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's my dad, bet. The Dum Dum I'm eating is the same Dum Dum my dad ate, which is the same Dum Dum his dad ate.
Wait, no, but Dum Dums are coming out with, like, they have a shitload of flavors. That's the reason why I like Dum Dums.
Oh, sorry, I just missed who we were talking shit about.
No, Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls have, like, five flavors.
I'm on Charm's Blow Pops website where you can order directly and really save a lot of money, and they have crazy flavors I've never heard of.
Tootsie Rolls, I'm
Black
looking
cherry,
at Tootsie
cherry
Rolls right
ice,
now.
Kiwi berry blast, blue raspberry, Burstin' Berry, cherry.
Yeah, Dum Dums are made of 16 flavors with new flavors rotating into the mix every so often. That's why it's so exciting. Like,
none of them are good, though. I'm looking at the Dum Dums right now on the Dum Dum site, and they look like somebody took a Tootsie Roll wrapper and the leftovers of the Tootsie Roll stick and just wrapped it back up. And now they're trying to sell me just the hint of flavor from what's left over from a Tootsie Roll. They don't look appetizing, and they're not good. This was always, to me, if I saw this in my bag at Halloween, these are the things I got just straight through.
The Dum Dums are the Smarties of lollipops.
They're terrible. Just
no way. Yeah, no,
it's true.
Well, hold on. Time out. Actually, there are those really shitty lollipops that kind of look like when you like those, like the knockoff condoms you see in movies that are just the white stick, the really flat sucker, and then like they're in the
doctor's office
lollipops. Square.
When you go to the doctor's, like, you have to give you a needle. You're like, that's
here's what I want to point out. Lollipop. I'm on Tootsie's website.
The unbranded lollipop.
First off, I'm shocked that I can order things directly through Tootsie. Their deals here are amazing. You can get a 48 count of Blow Pops right now for $10. They get a 12 pack that's, you know, 12 times 48, 105. But then, as only if this is flavors. Some kind of crazy deal, I mean, first off, all the crazy flavors are here. They got Valentine's Day. They got the Patriotic Flag Series candy. But like, you can put a little thing of how fast will I get your order? If I order by 5 p.m. today, we get it tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck with that. I've ordered so many things that I thought were going to come by tomorrow, and they're like,
you're telling me Tootsie would lie to me?
I don't think Tootsie's going to lie to you, but I think we're having a massive supply chain issue right now in the United States.
I'm sure
States.
Tootsie's taking that into account, Nick.
I want to throw this back because I can't, in good faith, allow this hate for the straight up old school flat circular lollipop. Those are maybe second or maybe first. I mean, I would put the Tootsie Roll right atop Tootsie Pop on top of that, but these are like second tier, like second place for me. Easily.
Second tier. Oh, so you're saying they're A tier?
That's such a 1950s thing, Nick.
I'm saying
that's like, yeah, that's like when we've all been there. The car rolls over, you're 7 years old. The car rolls over, both parents are dead. You're wrapped in that little emergency blanket on the side of the road, and the cop gives you that and a teddy bear, and they're like, sorry. That's what I'm getting that kind of sucker, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm semi with Nick, though. And when it comes to Nick, of course, he loves Iron Man. He loves the Fast and the Furious. And then he's going to, of course, love these unbranded lollipops. I'm with you, though, that all of those things are fantastic. I don't think it's number one rank. I think that they're obviously the Tootsie's better.
Well, it's candy, right? Yeah, of course it's good.
But I there is something about those. There's a quality to them that is reliable that I like in a way that Dum Dums. It's reliable in a way that, like, I'm with Nick. It's just kind of, they're not even worth the time.
You know what you're getting.
When was the last time you had a Dum Dum? Let me read you these goddamn flavors. I'm looking at cherry. I'm looking at strawberry. I'm looking at fruit punch, orange.
They all first off, Andy, they all taste the same.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I try a Dum Dum every Halloween just to remind me how terrible they are. And the one thing I will say about them that makes them even worse is that there's you expect them, Tim, to be the size and the girth of a Tootsie Pop or a Blow Pop.
No, you don't.
So when you put them in your mouth, you open your mouth up real wide, and inevitably you miss the angle, you know, and it hits one of your back teeth and it hurts. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why? Why am I fucking around with these Dum Dums?
Don't expect that. You look at it like a human being with motor skills would look at something they're gonna put in their mouth. Look at fucking strawberry kiwi, apple, cotton candy, blue raspberry, bubblegum, mystery flavor with a question mark, grape, root beer. Root beer is such a good sleeper
that's
a hit. Pop.
Yo, hey, no, pop here, yes, and, that, no, and that's the thing. Andy, I'll give you that the root beer Dum Dum is the best Dum Dum, but compare that to the root beer Tootsie Pop. Get out of town.
Yeah, my gosh. I can't stand for that. I'm the lollipop guy. Who am I to argue with you?
Here's the thing. That is true.
It is true. You got us on that one.
I will say the Dum Dums, that joke I was going to use for the flat ones, because I do end up the circular flat ones. I do end up hitting my teeth with those because the angle of which way you go in, you're like, I don't know which way I'm going in. And then if it rotates just a little bit, it'll slam into your teeth because you're expecting it to be a sphere.
Yeah, but I feel like
I learned so much about you today, Nick.
Those are the easiest to make into like a spear, right? You make it into a pointy thing. Then shiv in the playground.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that the comically big cartoon like spiral lollipops can go terrible. Fuck themselves.
Oh yeah, those are below Dum Dums for damn sure.
Nobody finishes. It's like a mega jawbreaker. Like, you're not finishing this.
And the worst thing about them is there's no part of it that's good. That's it's good. Not like, oh, it gets bad over time. It's like, no, from first lick, you're like, I made a mistake. I don't like it.
You lick it one time, good Tim, point. And the entire right side of your face is sticky somehow. And you don't know how that happened.
Don't know how that happened.
And all of a sudden, your eyelid's stuck to the bottom of your eyelid. You look like this. You're like, did someone just, never mind.
These are all great points. And God damn. There's so much surface for those lollipops. And you're walking around into the theme park. And you're walking around people, and it's a large circular disc that's sticky, and it's picking up all of this just air molecules and shit are flying by it. It's just a giant petri disc that's sucking in stuff. It's terrible, dude. It's terrible. Great points. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we get it, Nick.
We get it, Nick. We get it.
Andy, when we get in the studio, you and I need to just sit down, go to this Tootsie website, and blow like $200 from the kind of funny fund just to get the whole candy we can
get. Kevin and I have decided that we're not going to have any more of what I like to call the cheese puffs fiasco like we had in the last studio, where people just ship us giant bins of cheese puffs and we run out of fucking space everywhere to put. Every time I open something, a big bin of fucking cheese puffs would just fall out onto me.
Yeah, you get 2 days to eat it. 2 days to eat it, and then it's gone.
Fair enough. I like that rule.
And then it's going outside. And the second thing is, no, we're not going to have the fucking junk drawer anymore. No junk drawers and no junk snack drawers.
But what if I need 13 things of barbecue sauce or chicken nuggets that have been in there since 2016?
Absolutely, that's fine.
What if I need? What if I need 20 of the 500 paper umbrellas that are there because Kevin wanted those for a nice coffee?
Hey, the box fell apart. That wasn't my fault. All right. A lot of careless people in there moving open the drawer without noticing.
We had for Andrea Renee.
Yo, I love the idea of Andy being the lollipop guy and Kevin being the paper umbrella drink guy.
I did it for like 6 months at the studio. It was great. Every time I put a little paper umbrella in there, it's like highlight of my day. Highlight, exactly right.
Kevin immediately changed from that guy into the person who eats gross shit in clear bowls. That you can
don't
see
do this.
The bottom.
Don't bring up. Please don't bring up the soup.
You could see the bottom of the soup.
I begged you. I begged you not
bowl.
To make fun of me. So I begged Kevin you not to. It was the only bowl we had, Andy. It was the only bowl we had.
First off, we did. I to Kevin's credit, because I packed up all the shit for the studio before we left to pack it for the new studio. We had a lot of really odd shaped shit in that studio. I think we had like 3 bowls that matched. And everything else, I was like, whose kitchen did this come from? I think most of it was from Andrea Renee, because I think Andrea Renee used to bring stuff in for us, and she'd be real nice and be like, hey, guys,
Andrea Renee dropped a lot of trash in our studio.
She also
she's like, we don't want this in our house anymore.
Under the guise of a gift.
Yeah. I love Nick saying, we had a lot of odd-shaped shit.
We just did, dude. It was like, I swear to God, when I packed everything up, because I had to, we had to do boxes, and I was like, there's just no good box for any of this stuff. Most of it's too small. Some of it's just a little too big for the boxes. We had bowls that were like, that would stack, but they weren't the same set of bowls. I was like, each one of these bowls is from a different era. Like people's parents get, is that an old fashioned?
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck, that looks good.
Glass old fashioned.
Wait, like a drink? You're drinking glass. Alcohol?
Glazed.
No.
Glazed. Thank you.
Dollars to donuts, Andy.
Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Oh man, you know what?
How many
I've been walking by Bob's Donuts a lot lately. Oof.
You gotta get your own.
Is that chocolate or blueberry?
It looks like a maple old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Maple. Maple is the unsung hero of donuts. A lot of people just go, no maple for me. But then you eat the maple, and you're like, why don't I like maple? I like maple a lot.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Why do you have a dozen donuts? I'm worried about you. Greg's been working out a lot.
On a little road trip, and they brought me back some donuts. That's why.
Greg deserves it. Greg's been working out a lot. He's a father. He ran 2 marathons. He's
played a lot of Monopoly.
Playing a lot of Monopoly.
How did that go with Mike today? I heard that Mike
beat his ass. You kidding me?
Did you kick his ass?
Oh yeah.
People.
He didn't know how to mortgage, and then everybody in the chat in the beginning thought I didn't know what I was doing. I beat Mike's ass, just destroyed him, stomped him.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
It's sad too, because we hired Mike to be like the gamer, and now we're just kind of stuck.
Well, it's funny because he was like, my friends won't play Monopoly with me anymore. And I'm like, oh, of course, like your friends just don't like Monopoly. You know, they play it wrong. It goes on too long. And then as we played, it was like, oh no, Mike's just. He doesn't understand how to mortgage. He never buys houses. I'm like, how are you doing? What are you? You're maddening. Of course they didn't want to play with you, you know?
God bless him. God bless him.
But I digress.
I think it's mostly the fact that Mike gets very, very shit-talky, and that's probably why his friends don't like playing Monopoly with him. We don't like playing any competitive games against Mike at this point. Like, I've seen Mike. I've played 2K22 against Mike, and I've had Mike sinking 3-pointers in my face with the worst players that are just meme players, and he's just like, oh, psych! Like, it's just nonstop shit talking. I'm like, I fucking hate playing against you. I don't want to do this ever again.
I'm just going to point out, Andy, that yesterday you and I worked on our friendship and our relationship. We finished It Takes Two. Great game. If you have someone in your house, you can play that one. Very, very great game. Beautifully creative. Very innovative, and I will never fucking play it again. After we were done, you can go back and play the mini games against each other. And me and Andy 1v1 me, and I beat his ass in tanks first, and then he beat me 2 in a row. And I had to walk away for a second and cool off. Because Andy does that thing where he's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, I'm not going to kill you.
Wait, hold on. Andy does that thing. That thing that you created.
You invented and did to him over and over again.
That's the insulting thing, is he stole it from me. And it's really annoying when people do it to you.
Do they stay together or what?
Well, I mean.
Oh, you never played the game.
No.
Oh, you missed it yesterday.
I missed it.
Oh, that's right. No, it turns out they break up and they both take turns murdering the child.
Oh my God.
Take turns.
Jesus Christ, no.
Wow. Wow.
No, but I will say that you should play with Paula, Kevin, because it's really fucking good.
Nick was very shiitake because he finally won like one mini game. Actually, yeah, but he was getting housed by me nonstop for the whole playthrough. He did destroy my ass. That's true. It was the racing one, ice skating. I was terrible at it. I don't know how he was so good at it.
I was locked in.
To the point where I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think I'm hitting the right buttons. I think I'm doing just something.
You had to pound square to keep him pumping. That was the problem.
Jesus Christ.
I just think I sucked anyway. Anyway, but he was really shit talky after that. And then every new minigame we found after that, I just beat his. We played the tug of war match and we're mashing the button. And Nick's beating me. And he gets to a point, he goes, I can't go anymore. I can't do this anymore.
And he was like, do you want a rematch? I was like, no, you got that one. That's it. Because I was like, you're like winded. And I was like, I was locked in. And I was doing this, and then slowly up my upper forearm started to seize, and then it went all the way down my lower forearm, and then it went down my wrist, and I was like, I'm done. Like, this is not worth my night.
This is going to be a permanent injury soon if you keep going. I got to stop.
It's just because Andy's way better at games than me, so I have to take those moments where I win and really just enjoy cramming it into his face. But I know that too. Part of the enjoyment of that, Greg, is that it's just the next game I'm getting it right back. So I have to savor it while it's happening. And maybe I go a little too far overboard, Tim. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
It's
a good game, though. Oh, my God.
Damn, I'll tell you one thing right now, Greg. You dunking that donut into that coffee.
Well, I don't know if you know this. Andy's the lollipop guy. I'm the donut guy now.
Oh, you're the Dunkin' Donut guy. Wow. I'm going to tell you something right now, my friend. I'm obviously very proud of you for a number of reasons, not the least of which is you started a very successful company. You made a good-looking baby. You've made some good choices with your life. But right now—
Are you about to be proud of me because I'm eating a donut?
I'll tell you what, man. You remind me of like a Sunday afternoon reading the paper, eating a donut at the Dunkin' Donuts or the Yum Yum Donuts in Riverside, California. My parents used to go there. We'd sit out. My dad would have the cup of black coffee. And afterward, like an hour later, his breath would just kind of smell like stale coffee. And I was like, Dad, I felt like a mint or something. Just a happy dad vibe that you're putting out right now. And I 100%.
Eating the coffee and the donut reminds me so much of hanging out with my dad. And I use hanging out loosely. I'm a child. But like... being in my father's care,
you're making noise, and he's annoyed with you.
No, but we're over at Uncle Mike's body shop. He worked on he had a car shop or whatever.
That's pretty cool.
And they always had like a coffee cake or a box of donuts there. Mm-hmm. And so him and my dad having a cup of coffee, me eating these things, whatever. And then when I smell stale coffee, like when I spill it on my hand or like I leave a cup in the car or whatever, and that smell is in there, that reminds me of my dad's truck in the cab because number one crane operator Greg Miller just slugs coffee out of his thermos when he drives through the streets of Chicago to go build some building.
Splashing everywhere.
No, of course not. But, it's open there, whatever. So it's just that constant smell of years and years and years in this 1994 Ford Ranger he still drives.
Greg, can you check your Slack, Greg?
Yeah, I saw something go through. I want to make sure it's about me being the donut guy. Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. I got to use a different one for that.
Just really proud of you, Greg. Really proud of the progress you've made.
I think that's a good point.
He's doing it. He's whacking.
We all got
donut.
Props. What about you, clowns? You got nothing,
That's a good fucking point.
A Minecraft comedian. We can't work that in here. At least when Kevin shows up now, he's a goldfish. At least that makes sense for everybody.
Nick pulls up a fucking pickaxe. I want you to get really into Minecraft, Nick.
I don't know why I'm a goldfish, but like I get it.
Because you were a goldfish last week.
Oh, the actual fish. Got it.
But yeah, with the VTuber. Tim, don't think that I didn't have a piano moment yesterday where I thought to myself, I'm gonna low-key get super into Minecraft and not tell Tim, and then just fucking hit him with all this amazing Minecraft knowledge that he won't understand because he's not into Minecraft. Andy, this fucking guy doesn't do Minecraft like I do.
That would be such a shitty ROI. I mean, you just like you get into Minecraft and it's just one let's play where you're like, and here's my world, and we're all like, oh wow, this is cool. All right, and then we all start fucking with it. You're like, no, it took me months to make this.
I do love the idea of Nick making a fucking kingdom, like just entire expansive thing that he spent like the last 3 years working on in the behind the scenes, and then we just like walk in, we're like, what the fuck? welcome to the Nick metaverse.
That's would never be as good as Nick's piano plan of us just hanging out one day, walking through a hotel lobby at RTX 2023, and he just sits down and destroys it.
Well, he fucking does that every year.
I do.
It's always the phrase.
And I'm so fucking lazy. I don't even know the words to the phrase or theme. I just know, hey baby, hear the blues are calling, toss salad and scrambled eggs. Goodbye, Seattle. That's all. I skipped to the end there, Greg.
It's good night, Seattle.
Whatever.
Good night, Seattle. Sounds like he's about to throw himself off the balcony.
Hey, do you remember how Frasier ended? He goes to LA.
Goodbye, Wisconsin.
I was always conflicted about Frasier, by the way, because he had a kid.
Yeah,
in
Frederick.
Yeah, Frederick. He had a kid in Chicago, right? Or Boston.
Well, Lilith. Yeah, she lived with Lilith. Or yeah, Boston, you're right.
And then he gets the opportunity at the very end of the series. His show gets canceled, and he's like, I'm moving. And he ends up moving to L.A., which is, if I'm not mistaken, Greg, because I don't understand the states. I didn't do that geography quiz that we did with Jared that one time. Me and Andy cheated. California's so farther away from Boston than Seattle, right? No, I guess on the same coast. So they're kind of.
I mean, I feel like if you had the string, you're just moving the string down. You're probably adding a few hundred miles, but I don't think it's that bad.
I just always thought
not
it was
to weird, mention, once we're splitting hairs at that point, it's a 4-hour flight or it's a 4.5-hour flight. Who cares? Get in the car.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you could have moved to New York and probably been a radio.
This is why you don't give people children on TV shows unless you're really committed to it.
Death.
It how is many times have we death. Seen this? You know, Ross Wait, has a kid how, in the first season of Friends, then he fucks off for like ever, and you know, comes back like really weirdly. But it just makes Ross look like a shitty father.
Yeah,
you figure like the Boy Meets World, right? They have the young sister. She just goes upstairs for like 3 seasons. Don't put kids in stuff that don't belong in stuff. You know
I started
what I mean,
watching Seinfeld again.
Yeah,
I finally got over the aspect ratio on Netflix. Tim, it took a while. It took a while, but I got over it. And I still don't like it, but it's good enough. The actual HD quality is pretty amazing because I guess they went back to the negative. It doesn't matter. but at one point in the second season, George says he has a sister and Jerry says he has a sister. And they just never make a reference to those characters ever again. We never see them ever again.
Well, it's like Jerry's dad changes, you know, from the first appearance to the
Yeah, they recast that guy. Yeah.
You know how it is. It's a TV show.
Real quick, I looked into it, and the distance is nearly 3 times as far.
Yeah.
From Boston to Seattle.
Then no. Oh, was it Boston? Oh, Boston. I thought.
What do we think it was, New York? Or Chicago.
Yeah, I thought it was New York. I always thought it was New York. That was my bad. Oh, yeah. That was my bad.
Well, Boston's kind of by New York, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
A little closer, but
three times?
Let's say twice. Well, yeah, because... I don't know. That's quick math. Let's not get all sensitive about the quick math.
That doesn't sound like that on the track, yeah.
That's right there. It's right there. It's pretty much. There's no way
Kevin
to know.
Kevin did the thing where, like, where you do on the map where you try to make your hand an inch.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
2,700 miles from L.A. to New York, but now it's Boston, right?
Yeah, but Boston.
Now, is this as the crow flies, or is this like
Google Maps. Google Maps.
It's as the cock crows. Put that one bridge that Tim and I almost froze to death in Boston. Yeah. Can you use that bridge?
Uh-huh.
I see that
okay,
movie
Okay, so it's 29. It's actually further. It's further to Boston. Okay. And then L.A. to what, Seattle?
What? No.
Yeah, say,
L.A. to Boston.
Seattle to
Where's Boston. The kid at?
Boston.
I love how this is now a Frasier word problem.
I made a mistake. I should have said
we're
it. I'm sorry.
This one.
Take me back.
See, what you're doing is stupid, and it doesn't matter. Boston to Seattle. Alaska's flight is 6 hours and 28 minutes. Boston to L.A., multiple airlines have it at 6 hours, 32 minutes.
So splitting hairs.
Frasier's on a plane from Boston to Seattle.
Frasier's not fucking driving, taking a left-hand turn at Albuquerque. Goddamn, he's on a plane.
Linus is, where's he at?
Same distance. Same distance.
Kelsey Grammer was on the first season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I've never seen a human being on a TV show that wanted to be on it less.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Anytime he had to talk to the camera, he's just like, I'm Frasier. And it was just cut. And it was like, damn, he did not make it long.
Remember the video where he fell off the stage? You feel bad for him, but like, God, because he didn't get hurt, so you're allowed to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We laughed. I laughed before I knew he didn't get hurt.
I'm sorry, Andy Cortez, lollipop expert.
I'd like to formally call myself out for the verbal mistake I just made. His name's not Linus, it's Niles.
Yeah, I don't know where I thought
you were talking about tech tips.
Like a Peanuts reference or something like that. I was like, all right, we're moving to Peanuts, Charles Schulz.
I had to Google it.
You know what's funny is, Andy, I was about to correct you, and I was like, Andy, you idiot, his name is Neville. And then I said it in my head, and I was like, no, Nick, could you be thinking about Neville Longbottom from Harry Potter? And I'm like, you know what, Nick, Neville. You were thinking about that.
They're both
and
British.
That kid had a glow up. That kid looks good now.
Yeah.
He's not a kid anymore.
No, now he's a man.
Who's the singer? Who did the Cotton song, the Touch and Feel of Cotton? Isn't his name Neville something?
Love a long bottom
touch
line?
And feel the cotton.
The touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives.
What the Aaron fuck?
Neville. Aaron Neville.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Neville. Yeah.
No, it's a real person. It's I'm a real person. I nailed what I was trying to reference, everybody, so you can all get out of here, right?
Greg, not only do you just know the lyrics to random songs, you know the obscure singer named Neville that sang a commercial jingle?
Aaron Neville was very popular for a hot stint because he had that – he didn't get made fun of a lot, but people like to impersonate him a lot because he had that like higher register, like, that kind of thing, right? So to back Greg up, Aaron Neville was very, very popular for a while. But to back you up, Tim, the fabric of our life is where Greg starts getting into serial killer, like smart territory, where I did not remember that being the tagline of that particular ad. And of course, Greg does. Greg can tell you everything that's ever been written. It's psychotic.
I'm telling you what, I'm looking into Aaron Neville here. And I'm like,
yeah, Greg,
his website's got like a letter here. I was like, what is Aaron Neville trying to tell me? I think he's retiring. I don't think he's dead.
I'm sure he's retired. He's pretty old. But what was the Aaron Neville had like a couple classic like hits. I need you to look those up, Greg.
Okay, sure, I'm on it. I want to hit like that. I should look it up before I commit to anything. I don't want to be wrong and sing you the wrong song. Because right now I got that song. Nick, you're the only one who could possibly help me out here, and I'm jumping out of the plane, grabbing your hand. It's the song from Family Ties when Alex breaks up with his. It's not. That's not Aaron Neville, everybody. I know. I would do at this moment. According to Spotify,
yeah,
Aaron Neville's top hit is "Tell It Like It Is." By Hercules, Please Come Home for Christmas, The Wait, Everybody Plays the Fool. But that's not, obviously, he didn't make Everybody's, right?
Yeah. No, make Everybody's, I don't know. You're getting into Aaron Neville.
Tell It Like It Is. I'm listening here on my own.
Click on that one and tell me what it is.
Is that the Family Guy song?
They make fun of Aaron Neville on the Family Guy. Yeah.
What did you think? With tears in her eyes. Oh, shit. Hold
on. Man, I went down.
Maybe he did do Everybody Plays the Fool, the original.
Wow.
Because this is definitely the version you'd expect to hear.
Wow. Tim couldn't be less interested in this conversation.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table. Each of us brings whatever it is we want to talk about. Sometimes it's Lollipop. Sometimes it's Aaron Neville. You like that, be part of the show on patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you wanted to be on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could be watching us record it live each and every week when we do it. Just like Joshy G is, Cody Hagler is, and Jordan Vickers are. Yeah, of course, if you're watching live, thank you for your support, Trogs. We love you. We appreciate you. We couldn't do it without you. Of course, if you want to watch it later on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get all the benefits except the live thing. You get the show ad-free. You get to watch it with the post-show we do. You could write in to be part of the show and oh, so much more. However, if you were looking for free ways to support us, no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe each and every week. Of course, if you wanted to go the extra mile, you can support us using the Epic Game Store creator code KINDOFFUNNY, all one word. If you don't use the game store, no big deal. Maybe you play Fortnite. Maybe you play Rocket League. You can enter it on your platform of choice there and help us out that way. Some housekeeping for you. This week begins 21 Jump Street in review. Tim, are you excited?
I am so damn excited to talk about this movie. The main reason I'm excited, besides the fact that it is one of my favorite movies of all time, is that Kevin has never seen it.
Oh, no way.
And
no,
we're going to get to share this with him. So I'm very excited about
that. No longer the case, boys.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
This guy popped his 21 Jump Street cherry. I'm very excited. Yes.
Yeah, and Cameron Kennedy and Carter Harrell absolutely killed the intro for this one, so I'm very excited for everyone to see it. I think it's already on our Twitter, so you can go check that out if you want. Nice. Funny Vids, follow us.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, Delaney Twinning, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, Bionicle Review in Review 2022, Praise Portillo, Greg Miller's Back and Better Than Ever, and Pranksky. Today we're brought to you by Purple Mattress and Babbel, and hey, why don't I tell you about them right now? There are a ton of worthwhile goals to set for yourself this year, and personally, learning a new language with Babbel is at the top of my list. Babbel is the addictively fun, fast, and easy language learning app that has sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Greg, and as you know, I'm in love with a French-Canadian named Geneviève Saint-Ange. And Jen, of course, first language is French. She learned English later on, and I've been trying to learn French, but I keep falling off. I've got Babbel on my phone. I'm ready to do it in 2022. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. You can choose from 14 different languages like Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. I could probably use that for English. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code KINDAFUNNY, all one word. That's BABBEL.com, code KINDAFUNNY. Babbel, language for life. When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, there's only one thing you need. A good mattress. Forget all those gimmicks like mattress toppers and weighted blankets. If your mattress is terrible, your sleep is going to be terrible. So get the only thing you truly need, a Purple mattress. Only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. How do I know? Well, I talked to a young man named Timothy Geddes, and Timothy swears by the Purple pillow. Then, on top of that, he used to have a roommate named Joey Noel who swore by her Purple mattress. That's right. Kind of funny sleeping all over this Purple stuff and loving every minute of it. Getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a Purple mattress. Go to purple.com/kindoffunny and use the code kindoffunny. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/kindoffunny. Code kindoffunny for 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/kindoffunny. Promo code kindoffunny. Terms apply. All right, Nick, you had your hand up. What do you got for me? Do you have a bit yet? Because you got the lollipop guy, the donut guy.
I'm obviously just going to continue to be the funny guy. That'll just be.
Oh, he had that call out. No one came to fight him. Remember?
Exactly. All these squares in our Slack.
We do have a lot
just drop the ball. I want to just before we move on, obviously from the lollipop conversation, which I know we moved on from 20 minutes ago.
From the 48 minute lollipop conversation.
First off, if you made it past all this, past the ads and everything, please tweet at Tim Geddes and say, I made it. I want to know if you made it past this far, and or leave a comment in the comments below.
Tweet at Tim Geddes. I made it, comma, made it. Toilet toad, exclamation.
There Tim, you can you get? But, can you report back to us?
Please, Tim, do a census and tell me how many people made it this far. Yeah. I want to give a special shout out to a lollipop that I used to forget about every year until February 14th came around. This is the strawberry and cream heart-shaped Valentine's Day sucker, that lollipop. Did you guys ever have this?
Yeah, of course.
It's white and it's red, and it is the most delicious tasting thing ever, bar none. I just want to give a shout out to that. We can move on. I'll drop it in.
Did you guys do candy grams at all in school ever? Was that a thing?
Oh, yeah, we used to pay for them in high school. Yeah, and then it was always like, ooh, you like so-and-so. And I used to get just every girl that I thought was kind of cute, I'd get her one just to see, just to play the field.
Oh, yeah, the Chula Chups. Chupa Chups.
Valentine's Day, when you're growing up, before you get to like where you're dating things or whatever, people, I guess. I'm dating this toaster. Hello. But that's such a weird but fun holiday. And I can only think, you know, as a child growing up in the Midwest, February, dreary, cold, maybe raining, but always gray. And so I remember that being a big day of like, it's shitty outside, but we all made those stupid little things to put the Valentine's Day cards in. You're eating those chalky hearts. You're getting, suckers. You're doing candy grams a little bit older. A nice little holiday. A nice reprieve from being a kid stuck in school.
Yeah, but kind of a weird thing to teach kids, right?
Of course.
Like, hey, we're going to take a moment so that you can just
celebrate love.
Celebrate the crushes that you don't even feel on each other yet because you haven't hit puberty, really.
You don't know what to do with any of this.
I feel like my school really made it about friendship. And like, there'd always be like one day where we like took, I don't know, 2 hours to just make some so that everyone had stuff to give away to other people.
Well, they did that. They did have that moment in history where the little heart candies shifted over from being like, you're my crush, to like, you're cool.
Yeah. Oh,
there it is. That's a man.
Oh, again, damn. Good for you.
It's that thing where, like, I appreciate that Jen just dropped the donuts down here since I'm the donut guy with no instruction of, like, don't eat them all or we'd like some of them because like, now I just keep looking over. And the sprinkle one, he's not long for this earth. I'm only a man. I'm the donut man.
That was implied, Greg.
Oh, my God, Andy. That's huge news. That's fucking huge news.
Shout out to Bartman in the subreddit who posted, it finally happened.
Whoa.
The Kinda Funhouse shirt has sold out.
I can't believe
it. We did it, everyone.
All 8 of them.
Hard 7 years.
All 8 of them sold.
God, I am so tempted to reach out to Fareed. Just have him restock that shirt.
Oh, with 300?
Yeah. How many? What's the maximum order we can do for
you? Joey, ladies and gentlemen, if you want Kind of Funny merch, you got to go to kindoffunny.com/store and buy it now. It will sell out eventually.
God, let's give it 7 years. What a shirt they made.
God, this shirt was selling for $199.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't think it was the design of the shirt necessarily. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was just the sizes that were left over were like odd sizes. Like
it was the design too.
It was also the fact that they picked three colors that somehow do not go together at all. I blame Funhouse for having an orange logo, really. That's their fault.
Definitely their fault for sure on this one. Why this wasn't a more successful shirt.
I don't think it's that. I think blue and orange can sometimes go together. I think it's the gray. I think it's the blue, orange
like
on
a
the
black
gray.
Shirt would have been dope. The gray is a little bit wonky wonk.
It kind of throws it off.
But we had so many shirts that had kinda on it like back in the day that were black. Remember that tin that was like good 8 year stretch where all we made was black shirts?
With Impact font.
Oh, I love that.
That was the dark ages. I swear to God.
We didn't know better.
Funny era of our shit was just like, what are we doing? Like when I look back, like the color blue that we used is horrendous for the original Kind of Funny logo. And I don't know. It just kind of was like, I guess we're just using this. And then we just never changed it. Did we not change it?
What happened was you and I sat in my living room. And I designed a smiley face logo, and you did with the Tim Gettys thing, Andy, where he just goes, yeah, I mean, I guess that'll work. That's. Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to ask for more because I look over and I see Nick's face. He's like, I'm fucking over this, and I'm over you telling me you want it shifted just a little to the right. And I'm like, well, doesn't look great, but
because he was like this, I guess it's fine. He's like, I'm like, we could try a couple more blue colors, and Tim's just like, I just don't think. I think we're just, it's just what is what it is.
It's going to be what it is.
It's just going to be what it is. It is one of those things that I do wish we had, and no disrespect to the logo. I love our little smiley logo, but I do wish that we had somebody come in and zhuzh it up just a little bit like Andy did eventually, where he just kind of rounded off one edge. And I was like, oh, it works now. That's a lot better.
I made the eyes a little bit bigger and I shifted them down.
And you shifted them down a little bit. And now it's
perfect. Good.
Andy, have you ever done a treatment for what Pigeon Patrol would have looked like?
God, that'd be the shit.
I never have.
Andy, two beautiful doves flying over, cop glasses, cop hat, cop badge, and they're shooting guns down at people. They're the fucking Pigeon Patrol.
You guys,
guns down at people.
Wow. What we'll do at some point, for some anniversary, maybe maybe next anniversary, so not the studio launch that we're going to do, but next Kind of Funny day, we need to do a line of shirts of what could have been, like an alternate history thing, where it's like, there's a mouth pudding shirt, quality internet video shirt, and Pigeon Patrol. I love it.
What if season two? What if season
a scumbag one? Shirt? Why not?
I wanted to say, right now we're having an old fashioned horse wrestling disagreement right now, Nick.
Ooh.
Because Pigeon Patrol to me, I thought it was like police patrolling pigeons, not. Pigeons that were patrolling.
No, these are pigeons on patrol.
That are like, if you're a part of the Pigeon Patrol, you're a part of the elite group of patrol officers.
But like when I hear like you're on the Pigeon Patrol, you got to be watching out for these fucking pigeons, okay? Because they're like causing havoc out there.
I think when we Googled it, Andy, I was like, guys, Pigeon Patrol is a great name. And I Googled it and pigeonpatrol.com actually, I think, did lead to that, where it's like, hey, are pigeons running amok in your neighborhood? Call the Pigeon Patrol. they're gonna come clear these pigeons. But in my brain, it's just two jacked out, like kind of steroided out pigeons with like me and Greg when we were doing Let's Be Cops or whatever.
That's what I see. Yeah, I don't see it being us. We weren't jacked out and steroided out, you know.
I mean, it was a long time
ago. We were cut for sure. We looked great.
Young man. Cut.
It got us married.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, look at this. The bird mesh netting.
A Canadian company.
If it's Canada, we can still change it. It's not too late.
Yeah, here, Kevin, America, we take it.
Kevin, I don't know if you saw that TikTok that went kind of viral recently, but it was obviously it was like the Pigeon Patrol was put to use, and they had put up the spikes so that pigeons don't just land on certain areas. But this one pigeon was just like picking the spikes out, fucking throwing them out one by one. It was awesome, dude. It was so cool to see this pitcher just be like, fuck the law, man. I'm not having this. It was great, dude.
Guys, would you like a sequel to last week's podcast, one of our most successful, coolest podcasts of all time?
Sure. Yes.
What did we do last week?
I like to be successful.
Manuel Sanchez writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, thank you, Kind of Funny crew. You brought a smile to my wife's face when she heard you on the podcast. Is this ringing bells, Andy? Do you remember Manuel?
With the bagel shop.
How does he tell his family? Bagel.
Hell, baby, yes.
Baby bagels. Yeah, no bugs.
Welcome. Thank you for calling Manuel's babies. And they go, babies? That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. We're having
a baby. That's right, Dad. That's right, Dad.
That was a tough one last week, wasn't it? It was a tough one.
Manuel continues. You are all welcome to come to my business whenever you like. The store I own is Sammy's NY Bagels in Scarsdale, New York. It is our family business. My father came to this country when he was 16 and worked in many restaurants and Sammy's in New Rochelle. When he was about to move on to another job when he heard the owner was considering selling the business. He then bought it from his boss and raised us working in it with him. As we grew up and expanded the business, we now have 3 locations. Thanks to my mother and father, I grew up with video games. Even though they don't play them, they gave me the opportunity to enjoy them. Thanks to video games, I came across Kind of Funny because of gaming, and I am proud to call myself a Kind of Funny best friend, or fuckface, as Greg has lovingly called us in the past.
Sure.
Another shirt right there. Put it on the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to sell.
You blur out some words. It's not just the gaming, but everything about the group dynamic that makes you unique. You all have made me smile or laugh or even cry over the last couple of years. Like when Tim got his first dog and Greg talked about how much Porty means to him as a dog owner, it made me cry at the thought of one day having to say goodbye. Or when everyone found out about Greg's baby and that incredible insight that episode gave me and my wife as we were planning to start to try ourselves. Not to mention all the times Mike, Blessing, Tim, Greg, Nick, Andy, Kevin, Joey, Barrett, and my fellow New Yorker Roger have made me laugh on streams. My wife is from Chicago, Illinois, but was raised in Mexico. I was born and raised in New Rochelle, New York. Both our parents are from the same hometown in Mexico, which is where I met her. She was planning to send her parents and sibling custom cups with the words grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle on Valentine's Day. And my parents will find out on my 30th birthday, February 16th, on my cake with a baby Yoda reading child incoming. Greg's advice about not being too clever is actually very true. People do overlook the hints, lol. Thank you for using my question on the podcast. It made my day. Thank you for everything each and every single one of you do. Man,
we got to get some of them bagels, man.
Sammy's New York Bagels in Scarsdale, New York. If you're there, ladies and gentlemen, I expect all the best friends to go there and take a photo with Manuel, or at least in front with a bagel and Sammy's thing. Andy, were you praising Jesus there or asking a question?
I have a plan.
Did you raise your hand? You didn't raise the lollipop. You know what I mean? I'm looking for lollipop from Lollipop Guy.
I have a new plan for Manuel. Okay. Mm-hmm. You name the baby Sammy.
You change
the letter M. You change the letter N in NY to M. So it's MY. You invite the parents
Sammy's
over.
Sammy's my bagels.
Sammy's my baby. You change the word bagel to baby also on the sign. You do there's a lot of construction.
Yeah, so you take the whole sign basically.
Yeah.
To this, your congratulations, we're having a kid.
Exactly. And the parents go over and they go, Sammy's my baby. And he goes, yeah, Dad, that's right. Sammy's my baby.
Now here's the problem, all right, Kevin, I'm going to put into
here he is.
As well. We need to pull this up, all right? So if we can show that.
He's 3 Sammy's, years old now.
Sammy's New York bagels.
It took a long time to get a sign done.
As you look here, Andy, you have an immediate problem. It's not Sammy's NY bagels on the sign. It's Sammy's New York bagels.
Yeah,
on
New York
bagels. The neon sign and the big sign.
Yeah, Sammy's SAMMY apostrophe S. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
The bottom of this. Bagels are made in... Oh, God, this looks good.
Oh, I got a good idea. I got a good idea.
Add an L after the W.
Okay.
And then bring back the Y, obviously, in New York. Maybe make a little space. So, like remove the K so it's O-U-R. And it's Sammy's newly our baby. And obviously, remove bagels and change it to baby. But that's a given. We know that's coming.
Yeah.
So it's Sammy's newly our baby is what's happening here.
Or Sammy's new baby because he's Sammy, isn't he? No, he's Manuel.
So shit. Sammy's Sammy newly again? Our baby.
Sammy's the old owner.
Sammy's the old owner, but they're naming the baby Sammy for convenience sake. Yeah. At least you want to name it like Sami. Change the name to an O or something. Maybe the Y to an IE.
While we're brainstorming, I'm just looking at this picture.
There's no bad ideas.
I'm looking at this picture of this sesame bagel toasted with a generous helping of cream cheese.
Hell yes.
And maybe 6 ounces of fresh smoked lox on top of it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, how much is a ticket to New York? To Scarsborough?
Scarsdale, you nailed it. Scarsdale, don't try to make it funny. You had it. You had it.
Because it says all natural products, kettle boiled bagels. Now, I've never understood the idea between the boiled bagel or the other way they do the bagel. But boils, people think that boiled is.
That's right, the New York way, right? Yeah. That gets you that nice, like, veneer.
Glistening
top.
Outside and soft, yeah, chewy, yeah, inside. And then they deliver for an office meeting.
And I'll tell you what, according to Yelp.com, the reviews are out of this world. Mary Pat M says, outstanding. We are lifelong New Yorkers, and these bagels are among the best. Their white fish and salmon salads are delicious. Yeah. The counter person was extra helpful and gave us free bagel chips to go with our order.
Oh, we'll love bagel chips.
What the hell is a bagel chip?
Oh, Tim. Fucking.
Yo, that sounds amazing.
They used to take the day old bagels. And they'd slice them into, like, maybe, what do you think, Greg? Like an eighth of an inch?
Yeah, I'm trying to. The Google photos have a photo. Here you go.
And they, like, they fry them and they make basically like chips out of them that you can dip into the cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking phenomenal. And you'd get like an assorted bundle. So every one would be like different. So one would be like a cheese bagel, onion bagel, cinnamon bagel. Oh, they're so good. They were so good.
That's fantastic.
I love bagels so
damn
much.
That's brilliant. That's legit brilliant.
Nick, do you want to share Bagel Guy? Me and you, we're the Bagel Boys.
Oh, we want to be the Bagel Boys?
Mm-hmm.
Can we use...
No, he's already the LaCroix boy. Remember, he wanted to be
the archetypes for one.
Yeah.
And you don't have it right now. You don't have props.
A bagel?
Yeah. If you pull out a fucking bagel...
You can't just wave it around.
I fucking wave. I was like, Jesus Christ. And it's like perfect. It's like got the cream cheese spread on it.
Oh, man.
Bradley K comes from Wynwood, Pennsylvania, and says, great kosher New York bagels for this Philadelphian. They know what they're doing. So... They only have bagels, baked goods, cream cheese, fish, coffee, and drinks. Quick service, too. Just know, there is no seating, though. There is a counter by the window, and there's no washing station for my fellow Yidden out there. It's good to know.
Good to know.
It's interesting. We're telling you right now, everybody, go to Sammy's New York Bagels. It's right there in Scarsdale, New York. It's on floor one of Scarsdale Corners. We're going to 1461 Weaver Street. But they do need your support, because I'm here looking at Google Street View. Right, Nick?
Yeah, sure.
And you got right here, you got next to them, Amore Pizza. That sounds great. Oof. But right next to Amore Pizza, a Dunkin' Donuts. So you got competition there. Then a company that really grinds my gears, the Come On Math, Reading, and Success people who kind of stole the Come On logo. Come On, the Come On people. And then next to that, you got a Touch of Polish Plus. I don't know what that is. And then next to that is there's a puppy shop that's out of business.
I think a Touch of Polish Plus is like a massage place, like a massage parlor place. Man, I'm going to disagree with you for a second here, Greg. And I hate to, because usually you and I have all
of Dude All Cleaners also out of business. There's a lot of things for lease, at least during these photos.
Dude All Cleaners?
Do All Cleaners.
Mm. I will say this.
You want to fight me about something?
No, I don't want to fight you. I just want to present to you alternate evidence to your claim that donuts and bagels have to always be at conflict. I have never in my life been like, I want a bagel. And then I see a donut and go, no, maybe I want a donut. I either go for the donut and then see the bagel and go, oh, next time I want a bagel, I'm going to go for the bagel. Or I go for the bagel and it's vice versa. I think, but what I'm saying is bagel people and donut people have way more in common than you think. And they can enjoy their respective circular hold pastry together.
What I'd like to point out is that you know jack shit about the breakfast wars that Sammy's Bagels is fighting, all right? Dunkin' Donuts, what are they known for? America runs on Dunkin', the coffee. What does Sammy sell? Coffee. I'm there for breakfast.
And
what
fish.
Does Dunkin' Donuts also sell? Bagels. It's number three on their
on the fucking planet. I didn't know that, first off. And second off,
you're not on the ground floor of this
you're
war.
Not you're not, you know, we'll call America's number one Dunkin' Donuts fan, Pat Palasek. We'll see what he has to say about
call all this. Call him right now. Ask him if he'd rather... get a fucking stale, shitty, quasi-baked donut that was made 20 years ago from Dunkin' Donuts. Are you gonna walk by Sammy's New York Bagel and that smell of the freshly boiled bagel is gonna hit you in the face? You're not gonna go right into that.
This answer may shock you because
bagel over donut any day,
every fucking day,
anytime,
every day.
It's just a different thing. I don't think I for breakfast that's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. They got two locations here though, so you might have.
Hey, Patrick Palasek, aka Poe, you're on the Kinda Funny podcast. How are you?
How's it going? Something about a breakfast question?
Exactly. Yeah, I know that you're the biggest Dunkin' Donuts fan in the world, right?
Pretty big.
Yeah, pretty big. Okay, cool. So we'll start here. Have you ever had a bagel from Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
Are they good?
Not really. They usually end up like burning the edges and stuff. But if you're in a pickle, sure, you can have it.
If you are on approach, it's the morning. You're going to school. You're going to teach your class, right? You're hungry. You of course want a cup of coffee. You're in Scarsdale, New York. That doesn't really matter. But you pull up to a strip mall. And at one end is Dunkin' Donuts. At the other is Sammy's New York Bagels. Where are you going to go for breakfast?
I'm going to go to Sammy's New York Bagels.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Way to go, Paul.
I like that guy.
I owe you a text message about Lego Star Wars, but it's cool. I'll talk to you later.
I love that two of the things I know most about Poe are that he loves Dunkin' Donuts, because I have heard that before.
Yeah, of course.
And he hates Quiznos subs with a passion. Like, that is just the fucking best. Like, that one of the core things about this man is that he fucking hates Quiznos.
I think what's great about this, Tim, is that we often talk about how our audience knows so much about us, but some people who aren't even on the show, the audience knows a lot about them too. Yeah. So like the audience knows a lot about Pat Pulisic.
Yeah. And multiple times our lawyer Kevin Coelho has said we should probably stop doing that. We should probably just stop sharing secrets of all of our friends in the podcast. But
he texted him beforehand.
Poe doesn't get the luxury of a text.
Like your friend, like but Nick doesn't call that big dick, you know?
I don't call Poe. I text Poe.
Christ. Please let's drop that for sure.
Oh, I haven't said that in like years. That's such like a 3-year-old callback that I had to bring back.
That's a great callback.
I had there's a moment I wanted to share from 2 days ago stream.
It was so big that when I saw it, my eyes actually, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Is the water I'm drinking?
We don't have to keep talking about your friend's dick.
Please let's stop.
I was moving on.
It was like one of those little mini bats.
there was a moment from two days ago stream that isn't even that funny, but it's just like such a quintessential Nick Scarpino moment that Kevin and I enjoyed quite a bit. Nick mentions, yeah, you know, the other day I was watching the Grand Budapest Hotel, and I said, do you say Budapest or Budapest? And he goes, I say Budapest. I was like, oh, okay. Well, you just didn't right now. And he goes, no, well, yeah, I guess so.
No. When he went to immediately, he was like, well, I thought Kevin would make fun of me, so I didn't want to say it that way.
God, that is...
Was I wrong?
Nick, I would never make fun of you. Come on.
That was so funny. No, he says Jaguar.
And then he's like, come on. Jaguar. He always makes fun of me of the way I say Jaguar.
And it's Puma. Like,
Puma as well.
Nick, you're just such a fuck. And like you're just there's so much like gold to get out of your fuckery. Because and we're seeing it happen on Kind of Funny Games TikTok.
Mind it all, Tim.
Because these clips that like I never wanted to see the first time, I now am seeing constantly, and it's turned a corner where I have watched that everybody's golf clip of the reveal of little tiny Nick no less than 30 times in the last week. And it makes me laugh out loud every fucking time. Yeah. That is one of the greatest things that y'all have ever done.
God, that was a moment for me where I was like, we've reached a new level, like a new low for this.
And the thing that I don't think gets communicated well enough in the TikTok, and I know we talked about it on this podcast, right? It was us and Joey or whatever. Like, is the fact that that is a joke, remember, that was a time capsule. Mm-hmm. Andy made that in 2017, and we never did the Let's Play, so it just sat there unused until it was unleashed upon the world here in 2022.
I hate it. I hate it.
I've laughed so hard at that. Yeah, just like you were mentioning, Tim, so many times that video over and over again. It's just like, I wasn't expecting to see the image, which is what made me laugh so hard. It's like, I think we had mentioned at one point, in the last 3 years, yeah, we did that about Nick, but I just hadn't seen it in legitimately three and a half years or something like that. So good.
The thing about that's perfect is that, I mean, I haven't gone back and watched the clip. I can't bring myself to.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure you can see the light go out in my eyes for a second as I see it, and then realize that
it's
such a good burn that I start laughing at myself.
No, yeah, but dude, Nick, and then I'm like, oh, Nick, it's so good. You'll see there's so layers good. To the humor because the like it's funny. The reveal is hilarious. Greg saying, like, who's this balding baby? That is so fucking funny. But then you immediately do the Nick thing of, you know, fuck it, I made on the joke, and you make it even funnier. But like you'll see. But there's layers to this shit. I'm telling you.
Right over there, I see Jen's character. She made. I see Andy, and then I see Nick. And if you remember, Andy, what you did Andy was make a child's body. I'm running around seeing everybody, and I'm like, who is this balding baby? And I was like, oh my god, it's Nick.
Why am I looking up at you like I'm waiting to be fed?
I forgot this character existed. I've turned the game on since like forever in there.
I have a man head in the
town. Ran off to that area where all your creative characters hang out. Girl. I mean, it's like one of those things of, again, yeah, we live that moment on this podcast. But you look at the end, it's too goddamn funny.
And the thing is this, we're so far in. You know how like when you go back and you study like really complex wars, right? You go back and you're
spores?
Like wars, like two warring nations, right? But it goes back like 1,000 years and you're like, oh, this is such a historic thing that's like, we don't really know how this whole thing started. I don't know if you guys fuck with me because I fucked with you first, or I fuck with you now because you fucked with me so hard back in the day. It's all muddled up.
You went first for sure.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's definitely party mode. It's definitely like the amount of times that I know that there's somebody in chat who name I don't necessarily recognize. And they maybe haven't been around a whole lot watching content, but they say, Andy, what happened? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they were there in the old party mode days. They were watching the inception, like they were watching the like the birth of the shit talking. They were there for it. Mm-hmm. And it's just it makes me happy and sad, honestly.
There's two things to close out this episode in that exact same thing, right? Of just like the way people remember everything the way it goes is the fact that live here, right? We just called Poe. Tim brings up that he likes Dunkin' Donuts and hates Quiznos. In the chat, Joe Mertens goes, wait, who hates Quiznos? And Melissa Hagler goes, Joe, Poe. She says, Poe. I think it's because of an ad they used to run, which is 100% correct. And Melissa remembers not only that Poe hates Quiznos, but why Poe hates Quiznos, right? And I don't think I've ever told this story on the podcast. It goes the other way, too, of like, you understand that my father, number one crane operator, Greg Miller, has the barest of minimum understanding of what it is I do on a daily basis, right? Even though he's appeared on the shows and done stuff like that, he doesn't understand any of it. He was flabbergasted that when Jen and I announced our pregnancy, someone at work one day walked by and was like, hey, Greg, just want to say congratulations on being a grandfather. And my dad's like, how do you know? And he's like, I listen to your son's podcast. All right, bye. And dad's like, what is it? I had to try to explain it to him again, why this man, this random other construction worker would know this.
Love that.
That's incredible.
Andy, you sent this through to close this out here?
Yeah, the actual Budapest clip is here.
I don't need it. The Weeknd, love that movie.
Do you say Budapest?
Luke Wilson. I watched Grand Budapest Hotel over the weekend. Love that movie.
Do you say Budapest?
I say Budapest, but I think...
Do you only say it now because... Healthy. Well, you didn't right now.
No, I mean, yeah. I say Budapest, Kevin makes fun of me, so I just say Budapest. He's like, is
that okay.
The thing is, I feel for Nick. Like, I know where he's coming from with that, where he's like, I'm just trying to get through this without somebody calling me out. Like, what's the best way to navigate? And like, there's no way. There's no way.
Fuck, I'm caught.
You're like, do I want Kevin calling me out or do I want Andy calling me out? Like, it really depends on the hour of the day.
It's one of those things where, like, I just wasn't thinking when I responded.
Yeah.
And then I looked around and I went, oh, no. I've fallen into the jackal's den.
It's like that thing. It reminds me, it's like a great encapsulation of like that scene of Batman 89 when he's trying to get out of Ace Chemicals when Gotham PD's coming and he tries to go one way and turns it around real quick and there's another way. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm cornered. That's exactly
what happened. And I was like, I just had to mentally prepare for eating shit for the next 5 minutes from Andy and Kevin just piling on. And to you guys' credit, you did. So that's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, so this good. has been episode 200 of the Kind of Funny podcast. Thank you for joining us, hanging out, supporting us for all these weeks. Thank you, Tim, for not canceling this show yet.
You're welcome.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support us and be part of it, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to watch us record the show live, write in and support your local bagel shop, or just do whatever the hell else you do there. Get the show ad-free. Get the post-show we're about to do, and you can get any old time. So if you haven't supported it before, there are 200 post-shows for you to catch up on for the bare minimum of blank dollars. I forget what it's like. 5, 10, I forget which one, the silver.
Man, my mouth is cut up from these Tootsie Pops.
I feel great after these donuts.
$10 for that. And great, that's actually a good point, because a couple days ago we had the 1100th episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily, and Bless and I were talking about our post shows that we do for that show, The Shit List, and people were unaware of it, and they're like, oh, that sounds really cool. So people were tweeting me asking, like, if I go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and sign up, do I get all of them? Yeah. You get the whole history of post shows for every Games Daily ever.
You could also go and get them for Gamescast and see me just beat ass every fucking week at Bless You. Every week I play in the game show Bless You, embarrassing Andy Cortez.
That's not. Look, you should be talking shit to Tim. He's been the main host forever, and I just joined, and I've immediately become rank number 2, and I'm nipping at your heels.
that's like a fish in the water coming after me,
gasping for air.
If you have no bucks to toss away, no big deal. youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe each and every week. No matter where you get the show, we love you, we appreciate you, and until next time, it's been a pleasure to serve you.